out. Let's take a final look at your sport this morning. It's a big day in the Africa Cup of Nations for Team South Africa. And Orlando Pirates defending Cosinati says that the team must show resilience when they face Zimbabwe in the final group match at AFCON. Now, South Africa still have a chance to reach the knockout phase following a controversial 1-0 defeat to Egypt. A win or a draw will suffice for Bafana Bafana to progress to that round, thanks to their opening victory over Angola. Now, CBC says the team understands the magnitude of the occasion as they brace for a tough encounter.
I think, as the coach has alluded to the game, it's very important to get a result tomorrow. Whilst we are focused on the game, we want to not lose that game. A victory will also be a good motivation going to the next round. So for us, we are really looking forward to playing the game and hopefully getting a result.
Now, Zimbabwe have shown their strength against Egypt in their clash, holding them to a draw right until the last minute. Zimbabwe and South Africa lock horns at 6 o'clock this evening. There's more action to look out for in the Africa Cup of Nations. Angola and Egypt are in action in the other group fixture at 6 o'clock. The late fixtures sees Zambia and hosts Morocco in action, as well as Comores and Mali taking on each other. Those games kick off at 9 o'clock. And then over to some cricket now. Rain had the final say at Kingsmead yesterday as the SA20 clash between Durban Super Giants and MI Cape Town ended with no result. MI skipper Rashid Khan won the toss and sent the hosts in, with DSG reaching 37 for none in four overs before play was washed out. Devon Conway's quick fire 24 off 13 ultimately counted for nothing, but we hope he comes with that fire tomorrow when they when Durban Super Giants take on Joburg Super Kings at Kingsmead Stadium at 7:30. There's one fixture in the SA20 today as Sunrise's Eastern Cape take on Pretoria Capitals at 5:30. Staying with cricket, England's Gus Atkinson has been ruled out of the final Ashes test against Australia with a hamstring injury. Now, he's the third pace bowler to be sidelined, with Mark Wood and Jofra Archer already out. England won't call up a replacement for Atkinson, who took three wickets in the fourth test in Melbourne. Closing off with tennis, world number 7 Alex de Minaur says he's working on ways to hurt Carlos Alcaraz and Yannick Sinner in the year 2026. Now, the pair have won the last 8 Grand Slam tournaments.